I'm Iria Bill. I was living in Donetsk till 2014. Was medical doctor there, escaped from the war and decided when war started in 2014, I decided that I need to escape. But my family, my sister and her family, my cousin, sister's family, sister's children, they're still in Donetsk.
So, you were living there. What was it like before 2014?
Oh, it was marvelous life. So people were very friendly. People in Donetsk really very friendly. They are just Russian speaking, all of them, because all schools were in Russian. The second language was the Ukrainian one. So life was full of prosperity, to be honest. Plenty of rich people, middle class. The shops were absolutely full of all the stuff. And life was really very good.
So, what happened in 2014 then, from your point of view?
A war started. So in 2014, not at the beginning, but from May, let's say, Ukrainian part started to bomb and this part of territory. I
Okay,
don't
so
know
just to
the
make it
reason
clear,
behind.
sorry, just to make it clear for the listeners, the Maidan coup was in February 2014. In Kyiv, just to make it clear, there was a demonstration protest, wasn't there? There was a big feeling to overthrow the government.
It was, but it was initiated by military West countries. So just all the people in all the other territory of Ukraine, they were absolutely blinded. So this protest was insinuated. So it wasn't real protest. I was there in Kyiv.
So you were there. What did you see?
So many violations, disturbances, and just right sector. It was very aggressive one against Russia and against all the Russian people inside of Ukraine. I was threatened to be killed with my daughter.
So, do you feel some sympathy with the protest? I mean, there are many countries out there where the people are not happy with their government.
But you see, I can't say it was the worst government. So it was like on all corruption countries, corrupted countries. So nothing to say. It was a very good government and it was very bad government. So it was calm before 2014. It was calm country and very prosperous country.
So, what was life like back in at home after May 2014?
When disturbances and violations started, just in all areas of Ukraine, the protests begun and just started violation. Military troops trained by NATO, because I know read, and just they started to protest. They started big, massive attack against the region where Russian were lived.
And wasn't there then an agreement, the Minsk agreement for peace, in
But it didn't help. So the peace didn't start, and there was agreement, but nobody keep their promises.
Okay, well, at this point you decided to leave. What happened to the rest of your family?
They still live in Donetsk.
So, what was life like for them?
Terrible. They are really like crazy now. They have really big psychological problems. And because from 2014 till now, war never stopped. Until now, it's bombing, shelling. They really scared to go on street. They're sitting in their homes and they're still alive. What can I say? They can't leave because my cousin very ill and just lying in the bed, and they can't leave the country.
So what do you make of the Russian invasion?
So when it happened 2 years ago, yeah, 2 years ago, Russian invasion, not now, not in 2014. Russian invasion only started to be in 2 years ago. And just they started to invade the Ukrainian part from Donetsk region. Yeah, I know. And war, it's terrible. War, it's never have the human face. And really, just I can't say anything to defend this aggressive action from Russian territory. But the people who live in Donetsk, they feel themselves Russian. They already have all the Russian passports, all of them. And I have plenty of friends there. They are working in hospitals, servicing the injured and wounded people, because I was medical doctor when I was living there as well. And so just really, they are like crazy. They are really scared about everything. My sister was saying that Ira, don't just intervene in this because it's really political battle mainly, and it's really scared to be every day there.
Now, for many years, Putin refused to go in. I mean, we remember that there were a lot of pressures from the Donbass, and also from within the Communist Party in Russia, for example, saying you must go in and help these people. But he didn't for a long time. Last year in 2022, he did. Why did he wait so long, do you think?
Why? It's a very difficult question. Because if he started at the beginning, it already was absolutely calm and clear for all the parts of Ukraine and Russian territory. He was scared, I think. He was scared. He has family. He is corrupted as well. And he was scared for his oligarchs to start the war because of sanctions and so on, so on. So just he was waiting till the really end when it just, it wasn't possible to. So I understand his logic behind. He was defending at the end of the day the Russian part of Ukraine, let's say, because they were under war from 2014. And but I don't support war because it's really terrible from both parties.
So we hear very little in the West, only in the alternative media, about Ukrainian Nazis, and the Russians have made a big thing about going in to stop the Nazis. Is this a real threat, do you think?
No. My own opinion, just now, it was really big event when Ukrainian Nazis at the beginning 2014 started these violations and started the war against Russian part of Ukraine. But at the end of a day, so it's not really very big threat.
Now, look, you're a medical doctor. Don't you sometimes think you should be back at home?
I have my daughter, and she's studying at university here, and I am married, so just I'm with my family here, and already got used to live here, so I don't think I will go there and will be there under this absolutely disaster. Really, it's a disaster when you can't go outside. But all my friends from medical universities are still working and living in Donetsk. Nobody left the country.
Now, look, the Donetsk is the front line, isn't it, really, between massive superpowers. Do you think there's any real hope of peace between these massive, you know, the Americans mainly, the NATO and Russia?
Yeah, NATO and America and Russia. So it's war, it's between Russia and America, let's say, but on the territory of Ukraine. So, and people suffering from both sides, really big suffer, and really big, so many Ukrainians just now left country as well. From Donetsk, they were leaving, some people with children, small children were leaving for Russia, and from Ukrainians' part, people were leaving country for European countries, and you know many of Ukrainian people here just now, and everybody has their own truth. It's just now because it's really massive war and massive disaster. Just now, it's very difficult to say who is right, who is wrong.
But do you see a way to peace between these superpowers in the Donbass?
No, I can't see any resolution.
It's very sad to end on that note. There must be some hope.
My family doesn't have any hope already.
But they stay at home still.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, surely if there's no hope, you have to leave.
No, they just very tight into their houses. They're my sister's cousin in bed, very ill, and they can't move with her to any other country.
Well, it sounds to me like the people of the Donbass are pretty tough.
Yeah, they're really very tough. They're different. They're absolutely different.
Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.